halacha of the Chofetz Chaim, which Rabbi Yanker mentioned, of Apet Loser, we got to know today with the mobiles and smartphones what Apet Loser means. Today you can speak even to one person and you speak to I don't know how many people. Like the Shia, yeah, we don't know how many people listen. So it's just unbelievable today.
Anyone,
Chofetz Chaim is very, very strict about it. Very strict about it. We are all now busy with Inyone Tfile. Everyone agrees that Motze Shabbos given a gewaltig Kiddush Shem, but the Rov is a besmerdish organized. And Avada, the Motze Shabbos was only a beginning of Tfile, which we all have to join to the Mispalel. Everyone should have a refuah. I'm telling you, they gave me the list to read out on Motze Shabbos. Believe me, I nearly fainted. Can't believe what type of long list. Unbelievable.
How many people?
100. 100, yeah?
It's easy.
No, maybe 40. Unbelievable. They say it's only northwest, I don't know. So this week's pass we find very interesting. The Indian von Tfile. Please ever the moment as a shliach from Avon Avinu to find a shidach for Yitzchok Avinu. And as he goes on his journey to look for a shidach, he says, Vayoymar Hashem Elekei Adoni Avron. Immediately when he arrived, the first stop, he was mispalat to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Please, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Hakren Olafona Ayoim, please help me that I should meet today Vasei Chesed Im Adoni Avraham and do a Chesed with Avraham Avinu. Further, a few psukim later, Vohish Mishto Elo, he saw Rivka coming and she made exactly what he asked her and even more. Vohish Mishto Elo, and he was standing there Machish Ladas, he's quiet, just thinking. Ha'etzliach Hashem darkoi imloi. He didn't say to himself, was I successful or not? Ha'etzliach Hashem darkoi imloi. Has Hashem given me success or not? He remembered Hashem again. A few psukim later, once he found out that it seemed that it was the right shidduch for Yitzchok, Vayikrit ho'ish vayishtachvul Hashem. He bought Hashem as giving thanks to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Vayoyimer, Boruch Hashem, Elekei Adoni Avrom, Asher Lo'oz V'Chazon, Amitim Mim Adoni, Onich V'Derech V'Chan Hashem, Beis Achi Adoni. Every move, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Further, Pasuk Mem Hei. When he says the story to Besuel and Lavan, what happened on the journey, and he says to himself, Ani tera mechale ledaber elibi. Before I completed to speak to my heart, right? The wisdom of which person speaks to his heart, what does it mean? So it means tefillah. When someone davens to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he tries to awaken his heart to the words he says. When we daven Shmoneh Esrei, every word of Shmoneh Esrei is ledaber el libi. Eiza avoyde shebelev, zong chazal, zu tefillah. What avoid is Hashem do we do with our heart? Tfile. Then this was in this part of the world. Laser went to look for the Shidduch. Yitzchok on his part was also busy. Yitzchok was also misbalo. He went to look for Shidduch for Yitzchok, but Yitzchok immediately when he had an opportunity, he went out of the field and was mispalel. So the Goyen, why was he mispalel on the field? So the Goyen, it's not the same wherever you daven. You go to daven in a mokoy kodosh. He said that tzaddikim is to get together in a forest between the trees, to daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why? Because the trees were created by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, b'kedusha u'v'tahara. Any other building which is built through human being, we don't know what machshava they had, and if it's mekdusha v'tahara. He wanted to go somewhere where it's 100% kodesh v'tohor, created by the Ribbono shel Olam. No human hand has touched it. Is a mukim tefillah. Tefillah is of the highest avodas possible. Chazal looked for replacement for kabbonis in Beis Hamikdash. Unfortunately, we haven't got a Beis Hamikdash. And they looked for replacement for the avodas hakabbonis. And they found shachris, mincha, umariv. Tefillah is the replacement of kabbonis in Beis Hamikdash. The purity of the place, the purity of the person who is mispalel to the Ribbono shel Olam, the purity of the thoughts of a person while he davens is extremely important. Every tefillah is different, and every tefillah depends how much heart, how much devotion and dedication a person has got, how much emunah he has got to the Ribbono shel Olam. Rabbi Mechaya zokt, when we complete Shmoneh Esre, we sit down and say Tachnun. But what is Tachnun? Tachnun is a way to express the Ribbono shel Olam. We cannot do anything. Everything is in your hands. And we just sit down, Nefilas Hapayim. We can't. We don't do anything. It's the Ribbono shel Olam. This is the Tachlis of Tefillah. I once heard from a Rebbe, Reb Dovid Soloveitchik. Rashi zokt, by before Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu was marich b'tfilah for Klal Yisrael. They had no alternative. There was water on the sea on one side, the forest on the other side, and the Mitzrayim in the back. They couldn't do anything. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel and mispalel and mispalel. So the Eitcher, lo matu marich b'tfilah. Why are you down so long? Yisroel, the Sunan Betzorah, Yisroel is in a cloud, Yisroel is in such a Tzorah, and you daven, and daven, and daven. No more to marich betfilah. So everyone asks the Kasha, what else should we do? It's a time of Tzorah. We have to be marich betfilah. Lord Reb David, what is tefillah? Tefillah is to realize and recognize that only the Ribbono shel Olam can help. The Ribbono shel Olam masters the world. The Ribbono shel Olam does every little detail in the world. Also the Ribbono shel Olam. Zokt the Eibusha to Moshe Rabbeinu. If the Tzorah is so obvious, so naturally everyone feels that they have to turn to Hashem. So no need to be married. So no need to make a long Shmoneh Esre. Because the first Boruch Ato, you feel immediately, Ribbono shel Olam, I can only turn to you. We have to be married with tefillah to get to the stage of the Emunah Shelimo. That is only the Ribbono shel Olam. But when it's so obvious, Yisroel Nesunim Betzorah, there's no need of preparations. Immediately the first word we say is the highest tefillah. So you do the Chaznish, when he was davening Shmoneh Esre, he went up Mamash Akadusha Tahara. My father always told me that I will not tell you the feeling we had before the Chazon Ish, because you won't be able to understand it anyway. My father was saying, Zun Bozoiche once to be Bahadlokas Neros, when the Chazon Ish made himself the final, the last years, he made Hadlokas Neros himself. And before Hadlokas Neros, he put on a Shabbos Diki Kapel. My father told me, when he put on this Kapel, it was mamash a fire. And he had to hold on the table not to fall down. So he read Pikuach Nefesh. Then after the Kuzneres had calmed down. And the Kedusha Tahari he had by Shmoneh Esre was Muyredik. Once in his shul, one of the mispalim, there was a change of Sim Roch or Sim Talmud. I don't know exactly what the change was, Mashiv Ruach. And our people want to be mazaket the tzibo. So they said aloud, "Chayis moedatol mashivuach imit Shmoneh Esre." Chazish went up to him after Shmoneh Esre. By Shmoneh Esre, you're not a gabe. By Shmoneh Esre, you're down to the Ribbono shel Olam. Aval it's a goyse mitzvah to remind people where they are. Mele Bas, we can do it because if we don't do this, we do something else. But they say that once someone, was before 40, 50 years ago, when he was still smoking on the airplane, at the back of the airplane, he used to smoke. So I said once, in middle Shmuel, someone made Azoi. So after, what are you doing? After Shmuel, I said, Doctor, I'll tell you what, I just thought I'm going to the airport and they asked me about smoking or non-smoking, and I was in middle Shmuel, so I couldn't say, so I made with my hand, no smoking. So maybe we are allowed to say murder for Hoy, or but Chazish Hasoge. I think I told you once a story, but I'm worried the Gemeise. Someone came to the Chaznish and he told him, I've got a kasha on the Seder of Shmuel Esser. What is a kasha? We start off Ovois, Mechaya Mesim, Kdusho, Das, Tshuva, Mechida Savoinus, Gulas Yisroel, Refuas Yisroel, and then Boch Alinus Hashem, so he gave me a couple of pounds. Doesn't fit in. It seems to be going down from the highest Hasogas of Klal Yisroel to a plain Panosa question, a Panosa Tefillah. So the Chazish, let me explain you. Maybe you are right. Panosa might be a lower grade than all the other Bakoshas. But to have a Muna Shalemo, that the Panosa is Boruch Oleinu Es Hashana, so it's not the office, not the business, not what we do the whole day. This is the Panosa. Boruch Oleinu Es Hashana, so it's the words of Shemina Esra, the Panosa. It's a gewaltige Madreya. And after all these Hakdomas, of Ovis, Duois, and so on, then we can believe, after I said Mevorech Hashonim, my day is organized. That's it. If I come late to the office, or early to the office, if I go to an appointment, if I don't go to an appointment, kemat irrelevant. Can't say irrelevant because we're not such bala asogas, and we still think that an appointment is important. Maybe it is, maybe it's the opposite, we don't know. Aber kolifen, the emuna shelemo, in every word of Shemuna Esra, is a gewaldige asoga. Kodesh HaKadoshim of Shalei Piskin, when he used to damage Shemuna Esra, there had to be someone in the room. Nishimei Pikuach Nefesh. My Zeder, the Moshe Bloy, used to be as a child. He used to be the Gabba to be in the room while he damaged Shemuna Esra. Because Shemuna Esra steht in Mechaber. The Mechaber is Ha'alokha Sefer, Yosh Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Tzadik Ches. It's unbelievable. How the Mechama explains what Shemuna Esra is. V'kacho yo'oysu oysim chasidim v'an shemaisa. This is what the Chassidim and Anshe Maase used to do. Shoyim esboidedim u'mechavdim tfilosom that they had such kavon in Shemuna Esra at shoyim agim lehispashtus hagashbiyas. They came to a stage that the neshama was in a different world than his guf. At shoyim agim korif lemalas hanevuah till they came to Madrig of Nevuah every Shemuna Esra. These were the Chassidim and Shoyim. But it gives us an asoge what Shmuine Esser is. And we find a peladi gizach in last week's parasha. I mentioned it in Shul. A peladi gizach. Avraham Avinu, after the Melochim left, he was going to be mispalo for Sdoiva Amoiro. Vayifne Meshom Hu Anoshim Vayilchu Sdoimo. The Melochim went to Sdoim, they had a job to do. Va'avroham oidenu oimed lifnei Hashem. Avraham Avinu remained standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Va'yigash Avraham. And he started to be mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rashi, va'yigash is a loshon tefillah. Aber ein mikro yotzim shuv. It's va'yigash Avraham. Va'avroham oidenu oimed lifnei Hashem. He was still standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the Vayigash? We go 3 steps towards Shemuna Esra. Vayigash? He was still standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Poshe Pshat is, Avad he was standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Vayigash, he made sure he is there. We also go three steps to Shmoneh Esreh. And we are standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. But many times, halfway through Shmoneh Esreh, we are still before Vayigash. We are there, but we are not. And Avraham Avinu wanted to bring tefillah in such a madrega, we said now the Shulchan Aruch, that even he was standing before Hashem, he still needed to be Moira himself, Vayigash. He went towards Hashem. Hashem was there. The Gemara Zog Shmini Atzeres. The Ebishah said, oh, Sukkot is going away. Kosho Olai Predaschem. It's hard for me to depart from you. Or Predaschem means you are departing from me. Why Predaschem? Pray to say no. We both depart one another. Now the Teretz is, the Rebbe Shlom is everywhere. It's we who depart. We stand Shmoneh Esreh, we stand before Hashem. Aber Vayigash, we have to make sure that we are there. They say that once someone had a son-in-law, a very choshev son-in-law, a choshev edim, and he was a rov in a shul. And the shvei came to visit him, and he saw that he davened Shmoneh Esreh very quickly instead of the tzibur waiting for him. Usually he was waiting for the tzibur. So the shvei told him, listen, it might be hard for you to concentrate. This might be your way of davening. Oh, but you're having a besmedrash. You have to make it a bit longer. You've got no choice. And if you can't daven so long, complete your davening and then remain on your place a few minutes till the oilam is finished. After I've recovered it. Okay, doctor. Next time the shvei comes, and the doctor sees, and he looked at daven Shmoneh Esreh, and then he settles down and waits. Then he came to the doctor, listen, my dear Edim, you anyway stand there, you might as well daven longer. While those few minutes will be daven Shmoneh Esreh, we have no idea what the Shmoneh Esreh can give us, what the Pnimi Salev, what an Is'alus we can have in every Shmoneh Esreh. And in order, I had another kasha last week's parsha. Abimelech made whatever he made. And Hashem comes to him in his dream. And he tells him, you know, you did something wrong. Doctor, no, I don't know. I didn't know I'm doing something wrong. Avraham Avinu told me it's his sister, so what did I do wrong? Doctor, I know you did something wrong by not knowing who she is. I know. But please, give her back and ask Avraham Avinu to daven for you and I will make sure you become healthy again. This is impossible. Now, Ribbono Shel Olam, he stands before the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono speaks to him and the Ebishter, doctor, you know, I've got an address for you. Says a tzaddik, Avraham Avinu, go to him, give him back his wife and ask him to daven. The Ribbono Shel Olam can't do it himself. The Ribbono Shel Olam is dealing with him and he tells him, I know you didn't know what he do. And give her back. And Hashem should have told him, give her back and I will make sure that everything will be back again to normal. Why does Avraham Avinu have to daven? It seems that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in such a way that everything depends on tefillah. Even something Hashem wants to give, but he is waiting for our tefillah in order he should be able to give it. We have no idea the power of tefillah. So the Gemara in Tainus, Gemara brings the story of a Yom Tefillah for Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan, there was an Atziras Shomer, there was no rain in the town. And Shmuel HaKotan organized a Yom Tefillah. Yom Tefillah, Yom Tainus. Shmuel HaKotan goes to Tanise, and unbelievable, the day of the Yom Tefillah, V'yodolem kshodim kshomim koidem hanetzach hamo. The rain was there before they came to davening. Oh, kesvurim om loyim, everyone thought, gewaldig, shvoche shel tzibur, we must be a very choshev tzibur. The Ebishter the brought rain before we even started to daven. Om lehem, no, I don't like it. There's many times that someone sees as a meshulach at the door, he tells his son, take this envelope, give it to the meshulach, as enough money as you want. I haven't got any patience to speak to him. Hashem gave us rain before we davened. Maybe Hashem doesn't want to speak to us. He just wants to give us rain and doesn't want to meet us. No good. Next time Shmuel HaFatan made a tainus, and the rain came la'ach ha'shkiya sachamo. A bit later, half an hour after shkiya sachamo. So, they were happy. Maybe they waited the whole day till the davened, and they only brought the rain later. No good. Half an hour you had to wait after davening? Don't Hurting more the water is good. Ulishmul akot and shvokas with tzibu hechadom, what is good? Omar mashiv horuach. We say the words of mashiv horuach, the noshuv zike, and the wind comes. Omar moirit hagoshem, we say the words of moirit hagoshem, bosomitra. That's the work in the same second, vanin terem achale. Before we end, we complete our tefillah, the brocha should come. If it comes a minute later, a minute earlier, tefillah is not as gula. Tefillah is the hanhogas ha'olam. This is how the Eibishter created the world. When klal yisrael daven, it happens. Someone will tell you, I'm going to get switch at home. I just make the switch, and in 5 minutes the light goes on. It's a broken switch. That's not a switch. When they make a zgula, mele, it takes half an hour. It's not a zgula. This is how the Eibishter brings broche to the world. If we eat davens, we take out a tehillin, we see a capital tehillin. Omar, mashiv, haruach, venoshab, zike. The same Gemara is in Bo Metzia, a different story. Just unbelievable, the koyach hatfila. If you would know the koyach, I don't know if you would stop. Why need tefillah state in Tehillim? Every person would be a mamash ashlik tehillim. Gemara zogt. Etel Yanovi used to come to Rabbi every Rosh Chodesh. Used to come to him, come to visit him next Thursday. Chag Resh Yache, once Rosh Chodesh, have a Nogal of Eliyosi, he waited for him and he didn't come. He came late. Omele, my time a Nogal in a man. Why did he come late? Usually he come on time. Why did he come late? Omele, I had a job this morning. Adikimne le Avrom, I had to get up Avrom Avinu, and Mishine Yodri had to wash his hands, Negelwasser, and Matzle, he damned Shachris, and Magninele had to put him back. Vechele Yitzchok, then I went to Yitzchok. Vechele Yaakov, then I went to Yaakov. So I had a very busy morning. So Rebbe, I've got an idea for you, you know? Vulekimine Bahadode, why can't they make it Avrom and Yitzchok, damned Shachris together? Avrom separate, Yitzchok, that takes a long time. Should make all together, but we give all you would save time. Dr. Neidach Kedish, I can't. Sovre, tokvi berachme. If Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov will daven together, it will be such an oiros of Rachmonis, and maisele le Mashiach beloizmane. Mashiach would have to come even before the time. Hashem doesn't want it. So I'm not allowed to bring together Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov to daven together, because Mashiach would have come. Oh, that Rabbi, yet in Moshe Boilem Azeh, is there anyone in our little world who have got the same power as Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, that when they daven, Mashiach comes, whatever? Omele Iker, yeah, there is. Rabchi Ubonov. Rabchi and his children, they've got the same power. Immediately, Goza Rabbi Tanise. He was going to Tainis. Achtinu le Rabchi Ubonov. He brought Rabchi Ubonov and he made them chazen. Toysudo abriske, toysudo, toysudo azakash after Rabchi be the chazen. Rabchi couldn't say a ches properly. And someone can't say that it's ches properly, it's not allowed to dab. We are busy bringing Mashiach and toysudo is busy with the ches. Abriske toysudo. Bekitzer, Omar Mashi Veruach. Rabbi said Mashi Veruach, but no Shvazikir, there was winds all over. Omar Moirid Agoshem Vosom Mitre. They said Moirid Agoshem, and it started to rain pouring. Kimote Lemeim HaMechai HaMeisim, they were onto Mechai HaMeisim. Rogash Alme, the world trembled. Omar Bariki, they said Bariki in heaven. Man Gode Razi Baalme, who told the secret that Rabbi Yobonim can bring Mashiach, they would say Mechai HaMeisim, immediately would be Tchias HaMeisim. Then Elio did it, and gave Oymish to Elio, Elio brought the fire in Shul, and they didn't let them say Mechai HaMeisim. If Rabbi Yobonim would have said Mechai HaMeisim, there would have been Tchias HaMeisim. This is the power of Tefillah. Hayit Davent is so powerful. Whatever we do is a minor part towards the Gabe Koyach HaTfila. I've no doubt, I'm convinced, I'm Mamin Vemuno Sheleimo, that the Tfilas, Motze Shabbos, had a gewaltige Reuschen. But we have to continue. We have to continue. Better Boine Shaloyim, Hob Rachmonos, Boine Shaloyim, Rachim Oleinu. The Koyach of Klal Yisrael, the Koyach of Yid, Habit Mishomai Urei, the Boine Shaloyim, look down upon us. See the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. After 2,000 years came out of Golas, we still look towards you, Rebbeinu Shloilem, for your help. Every Yid knows and believes in Hot Emuna that only the Rebbeinu Shloilem can help us. Only the Rebbeinu Shloilem gives us whatever we need. But we have to do our little bit. Naturally, as the Rav mentioned, Dovid Shlita, everyone has to make his cheshbon nefesh. No one can make a cheshbon nefesh of someone else. I saw a gewaltige Wort. We say Tkia Shofar is the most powerful alarm clock possible. Hayitoka Shofar b'yirevu ha'omle can't be. If you hear the Shofar will be trembling. The Shofar doesn't say one word. He doesn't give any messages. He doesn't tell me you do Shmira Shabbos, you do Tznias, you do it. Doesn't speak. And still, it's the most powerful Israel as possible. Why? Because the Shofar tells every person, think what you do. Be misoire yourself. Look upon what we do and what we don't do. This is Oirus. This message is the most powerful message. Not what I tell someone else to do. Above it, Rabbanu will get the responsibility from time to time to do it. But the greatest is Oirus. Tzkiya Shofar is, you hear the blow of Shofar, Oy Gewalt. Yisoyru, Uri Yeshene, Mishnaschem. We have to wake up from our sleep. Above it, what do you feel about the Shabbat? Let me tell you. It doesn't look like the whole of Europe. The riches, the change, 170 years has passed since the Holocaust, is just unbelievable. The scholars, the goyim, when it comes to chinuch, when it comes to shchita, when it comes to mile, it's just unbelievable. It's mind-boggling. It's only 70 years from the Holocaust, they forgot all about it. And maybe we are also forgetting. We got to turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But to be misoirer, it's not this person or this person, it's the whole world. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam begs us, please turn to me. When we turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there will be a shefa rachmim, and every word of our tefillah will be in his kabul to bring comfort, health for those in need, and for the whole of Klal Yisrael. Maybe I'll be told that it seems that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to wake us up. He's blowing shofar. The Rebbe Yishmael is blowing shofar. You had a gewaltige koyach. Chazish writes in the letter, the koyach of tefillah is like a sword, so powerful. Let us use it. Nosmas London has showed that they have used it. And the Rebbe Yishmael and the Kabbalah said, the tefillahs, the rachmim, the rotzim, לאכלאו בפרד ברוך ובגשם אמן ואמן.
We said the Gemara.
One KJ. 4 to 3 the most happy. 4 to 3 the most happy.